All right, it's the Blade Radio Show and Music Star Worldwide, and I guess parts one and two of Walk On, and I think that was pretty much Boston's fourth album, actually. And that was one of those kind of bands that I got totally emotionally attached to, because in 1976, when they first came out, it was the album that everybody had. You know, I mean, everybody, not most people, everybody had it. It's an incredible album from back to back, you know, and track to track. It's one of those masterpieces, I think. And people make fun of them, man, I don't give a shit. I just love them and love everything they've always done. And it was terribly sad in 2007. I want to say it was in March in 2007. I was out of town then. I was in exile in New Bern, which is a beautiful place, but I was in exile. More on that later. But Brad Delp committed suicide, singer. And he was living in New Hampshire at the time. And he was found in his master bathroom. There was a dryer hose attached to his car. So it was carbon monoxide poisoning is how that happened. A couple of charcoal grills were in the bathroom fixtures and had this door sealed and duct tape and a towel underneath. And so the dude planned this, man. It wasn't one of those spur of the moments of hell with it, I'm out of here kind of thing. I mean, and so he planned it. So that was 2007 when Brad Delp committed suicide. It's just a horrible word to use, isn't it? Suicide is just a terrible word. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to live. And I totally understand that. But they had a concert in Delp's honor in 2007 in Boston, and a bunch of bands from Boston played for him. Extreme and Godsmack played in that thing, if I'm not mistook, and I usually am. RTZ, one of the Boston offshoots. Orion the Hunter, another one of the Boston offshoots. Hadn't thought of them in years. And they had the current version of Boston back then in 2007, too. And the singer for Boston at the time was Michael Sweet of Stryper, and he was managed at the time by Deep South Entertainment of Raleigh. And we talked to him on the air and all that, or 96 Rock. And after that, they picked up a new singer from Charlotte. His name was Tommy DiCarlo, and he was chosen to sing with the band based on a performance of Boston cover songs on his MySpace page. You know, and his 19-year-old daughter created that page. So that's how the new band auditions are now, isn't it? It's a YouTube video. It's incredible. YouTube is just massive now. And in the words of my close friend, Leslie Olson, I effing love YouTube. You can't say it any better than that. I could use the real term instead of effing, but I still can't bring myself to use the word on the air, even though I can, because we're not monitored by the FCC. Just see how commercial radio has tainted me. The words of David Mancone, who's come back from South by Southwest in just a couple of minutes, and the weekend kickoff in a few. Another band I'm entirely emotionally attached to. Dire Straits, Blade Radio Show.